Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Sometimes you might feel like, what else can go wrong this week? Can it get any worse? Well, 2 Corinthians 4:4, it calls Satan the god of this world. And as he is trying to distract you from God's will, you'll get involved in this spiritual warfare. You can easily get to the point where anxiety and fear will influence you to doubt your faith in the Lord. This is the work of Satan, but there is a solution in Jesus, and that's what I want to focus on for our 5 minutes today. Let me read 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 9. It says this, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." Now here's a popular section of the Bible talking about Satan. It's the imagery of roaring like a lion, seeking to devour those who are in Christ. Now we need to understand that the context of this passage is suffering, and the context of suffering presented in this passage is spiritual warfare. So whether suffering is the result of your sin or someone else's sin or simply the result of a sinful fallen world, it ultimately goes back to sin, which came upon the whole world as a result of Adam and Eve giving into the temptation of the devil in the Garden of Eden. So there's always a spiritual component to our suffering. It's spiritual warfare. Let's go back to verse 6 there and let me explain the different parts of this verse though. It tells us we're to cast our cares or cast our anxieties. And we cast those on God because he cares for us, it says. Well, casting anxiety means that we are removing ourselves as the source of power to resolve our problems. Now, this is where we're learning to trust in our perfect God more and more. Now, in verse 8 of that, in a similar way, we're to actively depend on God as we face the devil, this roaring lion in verse 8. It tells us to be sober-minded, meaning be alert or be watchful. This is our command. Don't cast your anxiety on God and then go on your merry way depending on yourself. Casting anxiety is not offloading your problems to God and then going and getting into some more. We are to actively trust in God. He is doing his sovereign work and we are to be doing our work. We are to be sober-minded. We are to be watchful. And we are to resist the devil. Now, this passage said, resist him. Now, let's talk about that for a minute because you need to realize that you can resist the devil. And here's why. You can stand firm in your faith because your faith is in Christ and he has conquered sin, death, and the grave. Now, according to Genesis 3:15, Jesus has bruised Satan's head. He stands over Satan more powerful than Satan. You see, resisting comes when you realize who your faith is in. In Christ, you have all you need to stand firm and resist the devil. You realize that Peter, who wrote that passage I read, Peter knew what it was like to be devoured. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus told Peter that Satan wanted to sift him like wheat. Now think about how wheat was sifted back then, how it was harvested. When wheat was reaped, the stalks would be placed into the threshing floors and animals would drag equipment over it in order to separate the grain from the chaff. And then the chaff would then be winnowed by tossing it up into the air and allowing the wind to blow away the chaff. So the grain would remain, but then it would be mixed with some stones and lumps of soil which clung to the roots when it was reaped. And so a sifter or a sieve would be used to separate the grain from the stones. The grain would be tossed into the air during that process. So when you consider the process of sifting wheat, Jesus was basically saying that Satan wanted to agitate and toss Peter around in order to get him to separate from anything to which he clung. And it's clear from Jesus's conversation that Satan wanted Peter's faith to fail. And the same is true with you. Satan will get you to detach from your Savior to whom you cling. Our strength to stand firm during these attacks and through our suffering comes through our faith. So it makes perfect sense that Satan would attack our faith. He's seeking to devour. He wants to agitate and toss you around to try to get you to separate from that which you cling. to try to get you to separate from Jesus Christ. Yeah, Peter knows what it's like to be devoured by Satan. And during suffering, it's easy to try to push through it all on your own strength. But cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. Stand firm in your faith. Don't let Satan, a defeated foe, gain a foothold by causing you to doubt your faith in Jesus. Fight your struggles by standing firm in your faith. Hey, thanks again for listening this week. I hope that you will continue to catch each episode. And if you have an episode idea, you can always go to my website, ryanstrother.com. At the top right, there's a little button where you can submit a podcast episode idea. And so I look forward to seeing that from you. And I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.